Parshat Vayechi is going to be discussing the halachot of Kaddish. We spoke last about the halachot of Baruchu and Psukei Dezimra, Yishtabach, Az Yashir Moshe, Vayivarech David, giving tzedakah. Now we're going to continue. Next in line is the Kaddish. After Yishtabach, we say Kaddish. So before we get into the halachot of Kaddish, the Ben Ishchai is going to give us an introduction. And we're also going to expound on that for the very simple reason that you find very common in Batei Knesiot that people are mezalzel b'Kaddish. People don't have the proper respect that you should have for Kaddish. And I hope that after the Shi'ul, the view of people would change. Parshat Vayechi. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf. בבוקר יאכל עד, ולערב יחלק שלל. נראה לי בסייעתא דשמיא ידוע. It is known, כל מגמתנו הוא להשלים השם והכיסא בשלושה אותיות. I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but our whole purpose in life is to fill in three letters. That's what Ben Ishchai says. כל מגמתנו הוא להשלים השם והכיסא בשלושה אותיות. שתיים בהשם ואחד בכיסא. Two letters that are missing from the word Hashem, and one from Kiseh. What does this mean? Dichtiv ki yad al kesya. It's brought down in the end of Bishalach. Ki yad al kesya, milchemet ba'amalek, midor do. That is talking about after Amalek, the first nation to come and do war on Am Yisrael in the desert. Amalek came and had the audacity to fight with Bnei Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so long as Amalek is in existence, my name and my chair, my throne is not full. What does this mean? Look at the pasuk, it says, Ki yad al kes. That's supposed to say, Kiseh. It's missing an aleph. Ya is missing in the name of Hashem, Vav and Hey. The name of Hashem is Yud and then a Hey, a Vav, and then afterwards again Hey. So here it's Yad al kes, missing an aleph, Ya, missing Vav Hey. So that's what the Ben Ishchai says, when the Ben Ishchai says that our whole purpose is to fill up the three letters that are missing. Meaning, as follows. Ushlimutam v'tikunam talui begmar birurei nitzotzei ha-kedusha. The filling of those three letters is all dependent on the mitzvot, the actions that we do. When you do an action, you add more weight to be able to fill the letter. As we've spoken in past shiurim, and we'll get involved with more in this shiur, the letters of the Torah are all representative, they all have their links in the heavens. And when a person does a chet, it's pogem in the letter, it's in pogem in something in the heavens. V'chol ma she'anu mevarim notzei kedusha min haklipot, the more we separate, the more we pull out the forces of kedusha from the depth of tuma, that's what it means when he says notzei kedusha min haklipot, osim bahem ilui u'ma'ala v'tikun. That creates more of a tikkun, creates more of a kiddush Hashem, more of a little translation would be like fixing of the world, and it creates more of that situation. And that's why you can understand many things that happen in the world. Because why is it, for example, the Chida speaks out, why is it that Am Yisrael is dispersed amongst the nations? The Chida speaks out that we all have to go through Galut, and we have to go through four Galiot, be throughout the world. There's no place in the world that is void of Jews. There was Jews everywhere in the world, because our job was to go through those places and pick up the forces of Kedusha that were plummeted, were placed into the forces of Tum'ah. When you do a mitzvah in a certain place, a brit milah, a bracha, a tefillah, a limud, or even just a person who's God-fearing and in service of Hashem, that in itself is able to fix up forces of Kedusha that are hidden in those places. Now skip to, we're not going to see this whole Hagdama, skip to the next paragraph where it says, U'me'achar. U'me'achar dekol megamatenu. Since our whole purpose, letaken Hashem v'akiseh, our purpose is to fix the name of the Almighty that's missing two letters, and the throne of the Almighty, lachen, therefore, אומרים בקדיש יתקדל ויתקדש שמה רבה. Let the name of the Almighty be exalted. What does that mean, the name of the Almighty? Which name of the Almighty? The name that was pagum. The name of the of that was pagum through Amalek, when you say Kaddish, that fixes up the tum'ah that is able to manipulate, able to have a grasp on the kochot of Kedusha. Upirish Rabbeinu Arizal HaKavana, the Arizal explained the Kaddish as follows. Shebahavonotenu HaRabim, when we sin, En Hashem Shalem, the name of the Almighty is blemished. Gmo Shemara Katuv, as the verse says, Ki Yad Akes Yah. As you see that the name of the Almighty is missing. V'atam, lifi she'en achizah l'klipot b'shnei otiyot yud-hei, el rak b'shnei otiyot vav-hei. Why is it that the name of the Almighty was missing of vav and hei? Because the name of yud and hei is too high, and the forces of evil couldn't grasp on that one. What they could, these are all Kabbalistic terms, so we're not going to be able to understand them in their depth, but just to get an understanding of the fact that they're of the significance of what's going on over here, or at least bring it into our court mildly, it's kedai to talk about it. V'aken yesh lehem oto ruchaniut shusod yud alef simanei haktoret shenimshach lehem misham. V'kavanatenu bakadish lehasir ulsalek mehem oto haruchaniut shusod yud alef simanim. So then he goes into it more in depth. V'zeo al yedei ha'alat vavhei lebchinat yudhei. V'kshehitchaburu yitbatlu haklipot. V'leze omrim yitkadal v'yitkadal shmei rabah. Pirush, what does it mean yitkadal v'yitkadal shmei rabah? Pirush shem yudhei yehe rabah. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei. If you break up the word shemei, shin mem yud hei, it's shem yud hei. The name of that starts with yud hei, meaning the name in the pasuk that's missing, the two letters should be exalted. B'yitchaburuto im vav hei. Lachen yesh yud alef otiyot b'shnei tevot elu yitkadal v'yitkadash ukonizkar b'shar hakavanot. Okay. To get further and to explain more on this topic, I'm going to read a portion from the Zohar that deals explicitly with the Kaddish. Again, this is all for the purpose of showing the importance of Kaddish and to give us a certain understanding of how serious it is to be speaking in the middle of Kaddish. The Zohar is found in Parshat Teruma, Daf Kuf Chavtet Amud Bet. I'm going to read it in Hebrew translation. Bo'eh. Kedusha zo eina kesha kedushot she'anu mishalshelim. This kedusha is different than everything else that we have said. Aval kedusha zo hi ola bechol hatzadim. It goes up and it elevates itself from all the angles. Lemala ulemata bechol tzidei emuna. Umishaberet manulim vetabaot shel barzel. The kedusha has the capability of breaking locks and chains, uklipot ra'ot, and evil forces. The kaddish has a koach, not the kedusha. The kaddish has a koach of breaking the forces of evil. Li'talot kvod hakadosh baruch hu al hakol, to elevate the name of the Almighty above everything. Ma'anu tzrichim lomar ota b'lashon shel hasitra acha. We have to say it in the language of the yetzara. The kaddish is said in aramit, right? It's said in lashon targum. That's the language that the yetzara understands. We'll speak about why it has to be said in the koach, in the name, in the language that has to be understood by the Yetzara. It's different than every other prayer. It's said in Aramit. Kedei sheyishaber koach hasitra acha, v'hakadosh baruch hu yitala bechvod al hakol. Ukshenishbar bekdusha zo, hakoach shel hasitra acha, hakadosh baruch hu mitale bechvodo, v'zocher et banav v'zocher et shmo. And when people say kaddish with Kavana, then the Almighty remembers His children, and He remembers His name that was desecrated, and the force of the Yetzirah is destroyed. And that's why you need 10 people. It's so such a powerful tool that the only people that can harness it is only if you have 10. An individual can't. And that brings the Yetzirah down to his knees, says the Zohar. Furthermore, it's brought down in Parshat Bereshit in the Zohar as follows. Haichal Hasheni is like the second realm, if you will. It's hard to translate these words into English. But Haichal Hasheni means, in a sense, well, let's just take the second realm, or the second gate, or the second room, if you will. Haichal ze omed lifnim haichal harishon. Betoch haichal ze yesh or echad hakalul mikol gvanim. There's the outward room, and there's an inward room. That room, the inward room, the second room, is encompassing from one light that has all different colors into it. When the Zohar says this, it means to say that it has a certain level of Kedusha that's very encompassing. V'umeir mimala lemata, b'echal ze nimtzaim kol elu shesavlu yisurim umachalot, ba'olam hazeh kedei leitaken. They are in this elevated room. There are, who's in that room, says the Zohar? Those that had suffered, had gone through suffering in this world in order to fix their sins. And not only did they suffer, but they thanked the Almighty for cleansing them. So there's a special room awaiting people who have hardships that praise the Almighty when, even though they go through hardships. And it didn't cause them to miss out on any prayer or any mitzvot. Meaning a person was able to elevate himself over his hardships and still praise the Almighty. There's a special level for that. There's one thing when a person goes through a hardship and says, "No, what could you do? So it has to be." There's another thing when a person goes through a hardship and says, "Gamzu letova." It's kol hakava letova, as Rabbi Akiva said, and there's gamzu letova. Nachum ish gamzu. Gamzu letova. Kol hakava letova means everything that went wrong, I can understand, it's also good, it could also work out. But gamzu letova means this is also good, meaning there's no sense of bad, bechlal, it's good. It's just as something good happened, that's a higher level. There's a special room for in the heavens for people who are able to harness that or able to elevate themselves above hardships. Now, says the Zohar, and this is the portion that we need, lifnim min ha'echal hazeh, more inward, in a deeper room than that, nimtzeim kol elu, all those ha'mekadshim bechol hakoach et shem ribonam. In a deeper room, in a more elevated room, are all those people that answer Amen Yeshme Rabba with all their strength, and they sanctify the name of the Almighty. Sorry, I was reading the Zohar. And these people who mention the name of the Almighty and say with Kavanah, they have that access to that room. And the light that has all the colors in it elevates itself and is those people are entitled to enjoy from it. And who is above them? Omed Mashiach. The Zohar says, and above those people, above that level, is Mashiach. And he is standing above them and he is Menachem otam, reassuring them. So you see that how much zchut, how high is the level of Yehi Shmei Rabba. Now, there's a few questions we have to go through about Kaddish. One point we have to speak about before we even enter into the halachot is why was Kaddish instated to be said in Lashon Aramit. We touched on it a little bit. Why was it instated to be said in Lashon Aramit, in a language that's different than Lashon Kodesh? It's a tefillah. Why shouldn't we pray in Lashon Kodesh? Now, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tet Amud Aleph, says as follows, that the language of Aramit was also passed down from Har Sinai. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says explicitly that the language of Aramit was also passed down from Har Sinai. And more than that, we find in the Torah that the Torah uses Lashon Aramit, Yagar Sehuta, Sehuta. In regards to Yaakov and Lavan, they use that Lashon of Aramit as well. So you see, the Gemara says that the Lashon of Aramit is not just another language, it actually has a Kedusha on it and it was passed down from Har Sinai. Now, why do we need two languages? Why is there a necessity to have two languages? We have Lashon HaKodesh, which is on a higher level, and we have Lashon Aramit, which was given down from Har Sinai, but it's sort of like an alternate. So the Kadmonim speak out that, as we know, the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, speaks out that man was created front and back. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Achor v'kadam tzartani. You created me front and back. So what does that mean, front and back? That means to say, the Mefarshim explain, that everything in this world has a front side and a back side to it. There's a front side and the back side. So in the Kedusha sense, what that means is that Lashon HaKodesh is the front side, the clear side. When you look at somebody from the front, it's a clear vision. You can understand clearly who he is. And that's the high level of Kedusha. And then there's the back side, which is the Lashon that's on a lower level, which is the flip side of it. That has to cater to the Kochot of Tum'ah. That's why there's a necessity to have two languages. Right, because one of them is catering to the Dargav Kedusha, and one of them is catering to the other side. Everything has to be created that way. Everything has to be created in an equal sense. Now, the Arizal, for example, there is something called Chochmat HaPanim. What is Chochmat HaPanim? Chochmat HaPanim means that you're able to look at a person's face and tell everything about his character, everything about his history. There's a story about the Arizal, that somebody came to him once and said, and the Arizal told him, he looked at his face and he said, you did this and this avera, and your tikkun is death. That's what the punishment is for this sin. So the person didn't know what to do, and the Arizal said, if you want to fix your sin and you want to get clear in the world to come, this is what you have to go through. Srefa. What's srefa? They pour molten iron down a person's throat. So he thought about it, and he realized that this is the only way of cleansing himself. And as difficult as it was, he decided to break the news to his family. He said he went to the Arizal, and the Arizal told him that this is the only way for himself to fix himself. And the Arizal told him, do vidui, because, you know, part with your family, part with your belongings, this is going to be it. He does vidui. And the whole atmosphere is, you know, damp, needless to say, this is his last day. And he comes to the Arizal, and the Arizal says, okay, I see that you're proceeding with the process of tshuva. So Arizal takes iron, and he puts it on a fire, and he starts boiling it, burning it, melting it. And the man lies down on a bench, and the Arizal ties him down, and the Arizal tells him, think hilrei teshuva. The man's crying, and the Arizal says, you want to go ahead with it? He says, yeah, I'm ready. This is what I have sinned. This is what I need to fix what I've done wrong. And this is what I have to do. So Arizal walks close up to him. Opens his mouth, holds his mouth open. And he takes a spoon and he pours it into his mouth. And the person starts going, he feels a sweet taste in his mouth. So he poured down honey in his mouth. And the Arizal said, what you needed to do is to go through that in order to fix your tikkun. But the Arizal was able to discover all this through Chochmat HaPanim. The Panim is what is Panim? In Lashon Kodesh, what does Panim mean? Panim, insides. Your face reveals to you about the inside. You could look at a person's face and reveals the inside. So when it says that Adam HaRishon was created in this sense, he had a Panim Mekadima, Panim Me'achora, it means there's two ways of tapping into the inside. There's one that taps into Kedusha and one from the other side. Now, the Lashon that is Mishaber, that the Yetzirah can understand, is Aramit. So when we say Kaddish in Aramit, what we're doing is we're taking a tefillah that's machnia and catered specifically to putting him down. And that's what the Zohar says. That's what we saw in the Zohar, that the Kaddish specifically is for him to be able to bring him to his knees. Because it's catered specifically to him. Now, when we said in regards to Yad al-Kesia, that the name of the Almighty is missing, so you have to understand that what does it mean that Yitkadar v'Yitkadar Shmei Rabbah, that the name of the Almighty should be elevated. It means as follows. I want to ask you a question. Let's get into a question over here. Why is it not enough to have one single prayer? Let's just say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that would be our whole tefillah. Why was it necessary for Chachamim to instate a whole long tefillah? Wouldn't it be enough one high, powerful tefillah, and that would solve or so to speak, do everything in the heavens. Shema Yisrael, one of the highest points, just instate that, and that would be enough. Why is it necessary to have the whole process of tefillah, whole building process, going up and going down? So to understand this, I'll give you a mashal. A person has, you have a computer, okay? The computer is closed. Now, if you never turn it on, you could use it for something, maybe as a book holder or something like that, but its usage is limited. Once you turn it on, you could still use it, right? It could be a nice light bulb when it turns on. And if you start going into a program, you start getting more useful, and you get into a file, it takes you into another file, until you get to this point where it's expanded so much that it's doing the most productive thing. For example, I'll give you another example of a seed, an apple seed. You have an apple seed. What is in the apple seed? In this, every individual apple seed is a whole orchard. Is that not true? You plant it, tree comes out, plant those trees. If you eat it in that fashion, not only will you not enjoy from it, it's actually dangerous, and if you eat a whole bunch of them, it's not healthy. What do you have to do? You have to break it down. When you break something down, it has more of an effect. More specific you get, the more of an effect it has. For example, so you take the Torah, the way it's written, Chamisha Chamisha Torah, then there's the oral law. When you start breaking it down into the Mishnayot and Gemarot, it gets deeper and more powerful. And it's the more it spreads out, the more powerful it is. Now, that is the concept of Kaddish. What does it mean, Yitkadal v'Yitkadash Shmei Rabbah? The name of the Almighty should be exalted. So there's something called Milui. What does that mean? Take the name of the Almighty, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Yud and then a Hei, and then a Vav and then a Hei. Now, if you take it as it is that way, that is a certain level. But if you start breaking that name down, that you're able to get more extended and more extended. I'll explain to you what I mean. Take Yud, right? You take the letter Yud. How do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalet. Right? Yud, how do you spell it? Yud, Vav, Dalet. You see in some Sidurim, it spells it out. And then the Hey, how do you spell Hey? Hey, Aleph, Yud. And a Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. And then again, a Hey is Hey, Aleph, Yud. So you wrote out the letters of the name of the Almighty. And you keep breaking that down. You get to a point where you've broken down so much, you've expanded it so much, the name of the Almighty, that you've gotten to 28 letters in the name of the Almighty. So what the Kaddish, if you count the Kaddish from Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach L'Olam HaMe'amaya, further, you get up to the number 28. When we say it, Kadal V'Kadash Shmei Rabbah, what we're trying to say is that we want to expand the name of the Almighty. We want to exalt the name of the Almighty. We want to sanctify it to such a level where it is at one of its most powerful points. As we said, the more you explain something, the deeper you get into something, the more power that it has. And that's what it says in Gabe Amalek, Ki Yad Al Kesya. The name of the Almighty is only two letters. Why is that so? It was cut short. The influence was cut short by their sins, and when we continue not to follow the proper path, it doesn't fix it. So the purpose of the Kaddish is to get the name of the Almighty in its clearest form, and in order to bring down, in order to make the biggest sanctification of the Almighty. So the Kaddish, when a person answers, is tied into so many lofty concepts that it's mamash chaval not to take advantage of it. Let's look at Halacha Aleph. Why did the Chazal instate Kaddish and Shachrit? This is the purpose for them. The reason that we pray is in order to elevate the worlds. Atzilut, Briya, Yitzra, Asiya. The four worlds. When you start the prayer until Baruch Shamar, you're in Olam called Asiya. Umisham ad Yotzer Or, Baolam Yitzira. From there, from that point until Yotzer Or, you know, Lama Yitzira, Umisham at Tfilat 18, Ve'olam Beriya, Tfilat 18 Ba'atzilut, and Tfilat 18 is the highest point in the world. Ve'achakach Yorodim Me'ela Letad, then you start going down, you start digressing, you start going down. Lefishi B'me'achol, En Banu Koach Lamidam B'ilui HaNe'esa Lehem, because on the weekdays, we don't have the strength to stay in Olam Atzilut, which is the highest level for an extended period of time. Ela rak lefi sha, only for a minimal amount of time. Ve'techev chozrim l'mkomam. Then we go back down. So the whole tefillah is like a spaceship. You're traveling from one level to the next. V'hine min ashrei tefillah leDavid ba'briyah, from ashrei until tefillah leDavid. You start again. You're working your way down. You were in atzilut. Now you're going to briyah. U'misham ad en kadosh kashem ba'itzira. U'misham ad en shabach ba'asiyah. Until you exit the lowest level. V'lachen tiknu kadish ben kol olam va'olam. And if you notice, in between every single level that we've mentioned, there's a kadish. What does kadish do? Da'alidei kadish hametukan al pi asod b'mispar atevot v'atiyot shebo, based on the kadish that is specifically written in a certain form, tiyesh lemut aliyat ha'olamot lemala mimadregetam. You are able to complete the task that you have to do of elevating the world. And that's why I have all the words, and the amenim that we answer, and it's all tied into the spheres in the heavens. And that's why, says the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaddish is written in the language of Targum, in Aramit, not necessarily in Lashon Kodesh. So that the forces of evil don't latch on to the prayer that we have, to these forces that are able to elevate the world and sort of get a free piggyback ride. You see, the Ben Ish Chai says that these klipot, they understand the Lashon of Targum, they understand the translation. There are angels that do not understand the Kaddish, and here the Ben Ish Chai is talking about the klipot that do understand the Kaddish, and what happens to them? Ukasher shomim ha-shevach ha-gadol va-nora va-kadosh hazeh shel ha-kaddish, when they hear this exalted praise of Kaddish, hem nichnaim ve-en olim. They put their head down, they subjugate themselves, and they don't go any higher. They're fearful of it. V'gam od al-yedei kavanatenu ba-kaddish yistalek ha-nitzut shel ha-kdusha, and also we're able to pull out the kedusha, shua chayut shebetoch haklipot, that this kedusha is being hindered, is being chained inside the klipot, v'yale lemala v'itchaber im hakedusha. And the kedusha that's trapped in the tum'ah is able to elevate itself, is able to latch on to the kaddish and go to its designated place. U'beze yachna'a gedola me'od laklipot v'itpardu kol pole aven. And this creates a big force that puts down the tum'ah. ולכן אמרו בזוהר הקדוש על הקדיש דאיהו מדבר של שלשלים דברזלה. It breaks chains of metal. וכאן הזכר כל זה בספר הכוונות הרבנו אריזל. As all this is brought down in the ספר אריזל. In the ספר הכוונות by the אריזל. ובספר הפרדס לרשי זל סימן וב, נתן טעם אחר מה שנתקם בתרגום, and Rashi brings down a separate reason, והעיקר טעם האריזל. And the main reason says the Ben Ish Chai is according to the Arizal. ומה שלא אומרים הקדיש קודם תפילת 18, נבר לכמן בעזרת השם. And why, the reason that we don't say קדיש in 18, we will explain later on. הלכה ב' מין יהי שמי רבה מבורך עד בעלמה, from יהי שמי רבה מבורך until דאמירן בעלמה, צריך להיות קו חת תיבות על פי הסוד. There has to be 28 words. And this is based on Kabbalah. ואם נאמר מכל ברכתה, and if we say the lashon of mikol birchata, there's only 27 tevot. Ulekach katav Rabbeinu Rashazal, and that's why this is why the Rashaz says shetzarich lomar min kol lashlim kuf chet. That you have to say min kol birchata in order to get to the number of 28. The Yehesh Merabah has to have 28, as we explained previously, that the number 28 signifies the name of the Almighty written in its most spread out form. That means you're able to tap into the deepest, one of the deepest forms of the name of the Almighty. ולכך כתב רבנו הרשז"ל שצריך לומר מין כל להשלים קו חת. ואשר פיקפק רבנו מורנו רב שמואל ויטל בהגעתו בשאר הכוונות על אמרת מין כל. And this that רב שמואל ויטל was not sure of this. הנה בסופי הקטן רב פעלים, in my book רב פעלים, טענתי טענות גדולות על דבריו. I spoke out things to answer his questions. ושם הבאתי פסוק ויברכו שם כבודך ומרומם הכל ברכה ותהילה. ולפי דברי הרמורנו שמול ויטל היה צריך לומר כאן מיקול, and he brings a technical point to prove that you should say min kol bichata. Gam sham eveti dimayon amirat min kol b'mikra, but Daniel brings the psukim where you find it in Daniel as well.